In Serbia, the government slowly is unlocking the state secrets from the Milosevic era. Last month, authorities agreed to open the republic's vast archive of secret police files. The ones disclosed so far reveal how President Slobodan Milosevic used the Yugoslav special services as he waged his Balkan wars. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Belgrade.
Between the fall of 1999 and last October, when Slobodan Milosevic was ousted from power, police had Vukašin Petrović under constant surveillance.
I had one policeman who always watched me. He was at the front of my house every morning and waiting for me to go in office. And I saw him in many occasions in the different parts of the city. And he was, for example, always at the front of my house at the evening.
Petrović was a leading member of the student-led reform group Otpor. He and other dissidents who were branded terrorists or internal enemies under the Milosevic regime were closely monitored and harassed. Over the course of 2 years, Petrović was detained 7 times by state security forces.
They had a list of questions, you know, and they asked everything about Otpor. Who am I? What am I doing there? Who are my friends from Otpor? They ask about, of course, money, about our actions, our plans.
While attending a cocktail reception at a foreign embassy in Belgrade in May of last year, he and another Otpor activist were quietly taken to a small holding room, under the impression they were to meet a top foreign official. Instead, they were arrested. During the month of May 2000, 500 so-called enemies of the state were arrested throughout Yugoslavia. Miloš Vasić, himself a target of surveillance, uncovered the vast tentacles of the secret police for a recent article in the Belgrade weekly Vreme.
Milošević's perception, in his perception, there have been two main dangers. The foreign element, because he was scared to death of Americans and English for some reason. And the other line was, of course, the internal enemy, political opponents, meaning opposition parties.
For years, Yugoslavia's secret police force had been focusing on security threats from the outside, until Milosevic took power. The former president replaced the Serbian interior minister and police chief with his own cronies, and doubled the number of full-time agents. In his article for Vreme, Miloš Vasić described how the secret police began to arm and train Serb paramilitary units in Bosnia and Croatia.
The state security service, in this case of Yugoslav wars, was the moving agent, organizer, and the organization which actually defined everything. And then the chain of command went through regular police units, bits and pieces of the Yugoslav army, especially special forces, and then down to their infantry, which is paramilitaries.
As Vasić explains, the foot soldiers of the secret police were the paramilitary groups largely responsible for the atrocities committed against Bosnian Muslims and Croats, and ethnic Albanians in Kosovo. After the 1995 Dayton Accord brought an end to the Bosnian conflict, Milošević trained his personal police more and more on his internal enemies. Otpor activist Vukašin Petrović says he lived under intense fear for the last 2 years of the Milošević regime. Emails, telephone conversations, faxes, nothing was safe. But Belgrade is a city known for its dark political humor.
On the end of every conversation, we had a special message for our friends from Secret Service. We sing to them or, you know, we tell them funny stories. I don't know, we had our favorite songs and we played them.
With a period of surveillance behind them, many of those targeted are now asking to see their files. But the state prohibits anyone from publicly addressing his dossier. And those who have been granted access to their documents suspect that many were destroyed in the waning days of the Milosevic era. Guy Raz, NPR News, Belgrade.